let's speak to Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV. Jim, we've had this High Court ruling now, the judge declaring that for a woman not to be able to have an abortion in Northern Ireland in cases of fetal abnormality or indeed involving sexual crime is a breach of that person's human rights. Will you support a change in the law in Northern Ireland, Jim?
Good morning. No, I think I'm very unlikely to do that. We've had the view of one judge. Yes, one judge who's heard the arguments, but a judge whose view I suspect will be appealed to the Court of Appeal. So I don't think we're at the end game in terms of the legal view of this matter.
Yeah, well, it's a court ruling, isn't it? So it's, you know, it's
not... court ruling likely to be subject to appeal and therefore capable of being overturned. So until we see the end outcome, we cannot be definitive about what the state of the law is, to be making that obvious point. Look, this is a very sensitive, this is a difficult issue, and it's not easy for anyone, least of all mothers affected. It's not easy for politicians either to have to make decisions such as this, but there it is. But, you know, this was a judgment which did two things. It dealt with fetal abnormality, though interestingly, obstetricians and experts who deal with pregnancies tell us there's no recognition in medical terms of such phraseology.
Well, hold on a minute. No, one expert tells you that, and there are many experts that disagree with that.
Well, I'm not a medical expert. I'm going on what I'm told, that the medical textbooks, etc., don't recognise this terminology. It deals with that issue. The first thing to say about that is, of course, there is provision in our existing abortion law which, in the right circumstances, does permit abortion in the case of what is called a fetal abnormality, if that has such an impact on the life and health of the mother as to put her at serious risk, then our current law allows abortion. But the second issue that this judgment dealt with was to extend abortion to cases of sexual crime. And there I have to say I think the judgment was very, very flawed and totally muddled, because it didn't address the key issue of how you know it's a sexual crime. Deciding whether something's a crime is a matter for the courts, not for a doctor. And you cannot, within the time frame window for abortion, have that decision made.
So you believe a woman should be forced to carry the child of a rapist?
Well, let's 2 points about that. First of all, when you talk about sexual crime, you're not just talking about rape. You're talking about some circumstances of consensual sexual activity, because unlawful carnal knowledge, which is sex between someone who's underage, is a sexual crime. Under this judgment, if you read it across that a sexual crime is a passport to abortion, then that argues that consensual sex...
Well, hold on. A passport to abortion? So a child who has been abused, and that's what it is, if it's underage sex, because it cannot be consensual, as you well know.
Well, sorry, it can be consensual.
A child cannot give consent.
Sorry, a child under the age of 14 cannot give consent. But above that, there can be consensual sex, which then manifests itself in the crime of unlawful carnal knowledge, in which the man involved is guilty. That's what he's guilty of. He's not guilty of rape unless there wasn't consent. He's guilty of unlawful carnal knowledge. Now, under this judgment, that would become, what I said was, a passport to abortion. It would also, of course, in the more straightforward type of case of rape, be a passport to abortion. But who decides it was rape? I've pointed out to you that's a matter for the courts, not for a doctor. But is the answer to rape, which is a hideous, horrible crime, is the answer to rape to punish one party in that, one party as a result of that who's absolutely blameless, namely the conceived child? Is the answer to that to punish that child by snuffing out their life? You know, I think you've maybe interviewed people who are the products of rape and who, under an approach such as this, would have never had the chance to live. So I think, you know, it's not a straightforward issue. There are big moral questions, but fundamentally, for me, it's something that's informed by a view of the sanctity of life. I was rather disturbed that a part of the judgment, when it came to those with the judge describing as having fetal abnormality, be dismissed with it, as if it didn't matter that that child had lived for some hours. It had no rights, according to the judge. No rights, even though it could be a living, breathing human being. It was just to be dispensed with.
Well, I doubt the judge dismissed anything as if it didn't matter. He was taking a judgment based on the evidence that was in front of him, Jim. Some of you have been reacting to something that the TUV leader, Jim Allister, said on the radio this morning. I think it'll probably just be fair for us to replay what he said today and then get Jim to clarify what he meant, if indeed any clarification is necessary. Jim was talking about abortion in Northern Ireland. We were talking about cases where someone had been raped. Let's have a listen to this.
Is the answer to rape, which is a hideous, horrible crime, is the answer to rape to punish one party in that, one party as a result of that who's absolutely blameless, namely the conceived child? Is the answer to that to punish that child by snuffing out their life? You know, I think you've maybe interviewed people.
So, Jim, it was that segment where you said, Jim Allister, absolutely blameless, that some of the texters have picked up on. What did you mean when you were talking about rape, saying that someone's absolutely blameless, one party absolutely blameless?
Let me be very clear. If a woman is raped, she is blameless. There's no question about that, because the offence of rape indicates that it is sexual intercourse against her will. So, of course, she is blameless. I take that as read. I was simply making the point that the product of rape, where it is conception, creates another person who is wholly blameless as well, namely the unborn child. And the answer to rape is not just to put the rape victim through the horror of being raped, but also to snuff out the life of the person conceived in those circumstances. That's not an answer to rape. So that's the point I was making. I'm not at all suggesting for one moment that a rape victim is in some way less than blameless. Of course they're not.
Well, because some of our listeners interpret it differently, we felt it was right to bring you on air to give you a chance to clarify your remarks, which you've done. Just some other clarification about the court ruling yesterday, Jim, potentially leading to abortions being allowed in cases of consensual, unlawful carnal knowledge cases. The judge actually said in his ruling, despite what you said this morning, the judge actually said in his ruling, sexual crimes defined in the judgment, it means only either rape or incest. It was not intended to include other crimes of a sexual nature.
Well, he didn't say that in his main judgment a fortnight ago.
And he said it in his ruling yesterday.
Sorry, his ruling of yesterday isn't even available for anyone yet to read.
We have it.
Well, I don't know how you have it. I can't get it. But he didn't say. I'm glad if he's tightened that up, because it was a gaping hole upon which I commented a fortnight ago.
Withdraw your earlier remarks on the basis of what I've told you then.
I still make the point that a sexual crime can only be determined to be a crime by the judicial due process. It can't be determined by a doctor. And the judge's ruling was on the premise that if there was a sexual crime, then you could move to abortion.
Well, the judge has made it clear.
How do you do that? But he hasn't answered the question. How do you do that within the time frame, within the time window for abortion? How do you determine in the judicial process that there was a sexual crime within that time frame?
Okay. Jim Allister, thank you very much indeed.